Welcome back to The View from Dog River, the show formerly known as the Geekish Cast, Corner Gas, Fan Cast. I'm your host, Jeremy. That's my screaming dog, Iggy, in the background. And joining me as co-host is Jules.
Hi!
We are several weeks behind, and much like the last time we interviewed Fred Awanek, my Italian Greyhound is being noisy from the other room. But the smell of freedom has been holding us up, and it's time we just rolled with it.
Okay, we only get a single jackass in this episode.
How many cups of coffee?
16 cups of coffee, according to Michelle Sponigal, who wrote the book Tales from Dog River. Hi, Michelle!
Hi, Michelle!
Let's see.
Go ahead.
Go. No.
No, no, I was
written by Paul Mather and Kevin White and directed by Robert DeLint.
All right. I want to give a big shout out again. Kevin Cunningham, Michelle Sponigal. Hopefully Fred Awanek isn't tired of us yet and we'll come back on sometime in the future. Lauren Cardinal, all you guys for coming on. It has been awesome to have you on and thank you so much for indulging us. And I am so happy to hear that next year, 2018, we are going to get new animated episodes of Corner Gas.
Already in production.
Yeah, already started
Super
recording.
Super excited.
Yeah. So this is episode, season 2, episode 3, The Smell of Freedom. This one's been holding us up for a while, but we've had some hosting changes, brand name changes, ad sales changes, going through changes, David Bowie's changes, Sabbath's changes. And so we're going to get rolling on this right now. Again, The Smell of Freedom, Season 2, Episode 3, and I gotta turn this volume down, and then we will be started in.
Okay. Thumbs on the remotes.
Exactly. And I am hitting play now. Oh, one of my favorite jokes.
The denim tree.
Now, a friend of mine from Wisconsin once told me a denim jacket, denim shirt, denim pants.
Yes.
That's called the Canadian tuxedo. That might be racist, though, so I don't want to use it.
Yeah, no, don't.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know about racist nationalist.
Anti-nationalist?
Canadians? Okay. Yeah, it might be anti-Canadian, and we don't want to be because...
Exactly. The Canadians
are
our
friends.
We're hoping
to escape there sometime. Yeah.
If anybody knows of a plumbing sales company looking for a salesman in the Vancouver region, please let me know.
All right. So this is not my very favorite episode. I have to say I have some issues with this episode. It's overly silly.
Mm-hmm.
There are parts I love, the denim tree being part of it. But there are things I don't love as much.
Yeah.
But we have different writers, so that could be in part.
Yep. Well, and again, this is the first full season of the show, season
two. Sure.
So I'm sure a lot more scripts were written, and they had to accept a lot more as well.
Yep. So we've lost in writers, no Brent Butt, no Mark Farrell, and no David Story directing. So at the same time, there's some lovely bits in it. I'm just putting that out there in the beginning.
That's why I don't eat leftovers.
Is that why?
That's why.
It's true. He doesn't eat leftovers. Yeah.
And here's Ollie the Greyhound.
He's just going to hot breathe.
Right
in the middle of the... Yeah.
So
big Corner Gas fan, the Greyhound.
Yep. The Greyhounds as a people are big Corner Gas fans.
I like that. That's a new... Oh, I see. He's getting the chewy.
So everybody in town, including Lacey, knew that... Davis couldn't smell, except Brent. I know they're going to chalk that up to Brent not paying attention to the people around him.
Now, I want to say that an oops in here is, in season one, Davis comes out of the restroom and says it smells nice.
Oh.
So, did he really not have a sense of smell? The writer, Paul Mather, explains that Davis was just trying to fit in.
Kind of like a sociopath.
Davis, a sociopath.
No, he's a smellopath.
Oh, he's a smellopath. No, no, no. He's it. Wait, what's the word for the nose? You can't smell?
Rhino. Sinus problems.
He's rhino deficient?
Rhino deficient.
Rhinos are funny looking.
They are.
That's really not where. Yeah.
Now, is this the cat, Karen and Oscar episode?
I don't know. It might be. But he casually comes in with the little BB. That is the BB gun, right?
It looks like one to me. It looks like a breech-loaded pellet rifle.
So he's been shooting pellets at the cat.
Yes. But still, that's like a 17 to a 22 caliber pellet probably launching out of that little rifle.
Well, that's pretty serious. Yeah. You could kill a cat with that.
At the very least, really, really hurt it. People, I want to encourage you to not shoot at cats.
Yes, please.
That's only the
greyhound. Also, do not attempt to take a greyhound's chewy treat when he's chewing.
Yeah, when he outweighs you by 10 to 1.
This is going to be a really odd episode all the way around.
Yeah, there's going to be lots of greyhound facts.
We're going to power through.
Yeah. Well, look, we haven't found a right time to record this one, so now we just have to do it and be done with it.
Right, and then we're moving forward. Whose house are we in right now?
I'm assuming that was supposed to be Brent's.
Okay. We see Brent's house rarely.
Yeah.
And we see inside Davis's house even more rarely.
Once, I think. I can remember we see inside.
Well, the garage. That's later.
Well, that's the movie.
We haven't got there yet.
I don't count that.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not until we get there.
What's that? Is that a mailbox thing behind?
That's a TARDIS.
Back there? It's not a TARDIS. There was a TARDIS in Dog River? Okay.
Mm-hmm. It just looked like a mailbox instead of like a police booth. Police phone booth?
It's just a phone booth, a call booth.
No, it's a police call box.
Okay. Yeah. Do you get in it to call the police?
No, actually, or do the police could lock somebody into it to hold them there until...
What?
Yeah.
No.
Yes, dead serious. Because the phone actually opened through a little door on the side. There was another bigger door that they could throw somebody in and lock them in until they came back.
Just can't buy that.
That's fine. It's a good thing that Lacey doesn't gloat.
This is a pretty consistent thing about Lacey's character. The horrific amount of gloating. She's a terrible, terrible winner. And I think that holds through.
Hey, does anybody listening up in Canada or in the States know where I can get that Saskatchewan Pilsner beer? Fred told me about it the first time we interviewed him, and I want to try it now. Anybody listening, just let me know.
It's like you were waiting for an actual response.
I know, I realized
like,
what I was
in
doing
In real
here.
Time.
I love that bit, too. Oh, I see what you're saying.
Really was trying to just fit in.
But if the whole town... See, so many little problems.
There's a reason it's...
Guys, I don't like to come down negative on the show very often.
Even Ollie the Greyhound is not happy with this.
This really is one of the more difficult episodes we've had to record.
In many ways.
Yeah.
I do love this because anytime we get Hank accidentally doing something wonderful, you know, that's always a good thing.
Yeah. Well, I'd actually go as far as to say, hey, Hank is much more competent than he's given credit for.
Yes.
He fixes things all the time, but when they need it for comedic reasons, he can't.
Right.
Yeah. And it's not just because Fred keeps coming on our show and he's a great guy.
Yeah, no, that's not why we're saying really great things about him. Yeah. I mean, the payments that he sends us also help.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, there's such a horrible thing about to happen. That joke has not aged well.
No.
Yeah.
No, it really hasn't. It's kind of ugly.
Mm-hmm.
We're just going to walk right past that one.
Sat.
This is, you know, if there are many things that I don't like in this episode, Gabrielle Miller's sort of carrying it. This little storyline, her inability to, like, she thinks she's got the savant.
I haven't seen one person carry other people this well since Beyonce was stolen Destiny's Child. too much.
It's old. Yeah, but maybe it's timely again.
It was about this time. It was about this time.
Because Beyonce is now carrying another pair of people.
Oh, yeah.
See,
there you go.
It's come right around. You're right. Maybe it was, yeah, I do feel like there's...
Now, I bet you that launched a whole bunch of erotic fan fiction right there.
Double-jointed Karen?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Now, is this... You opened up a whole can of worms with the corner gas erotic fan fiction.
Well, I've been trying to find a bunch of fan art to post on the... just general corner gas.
General,
fan,
not, you know,
not double-jointed Karen. Not necessarily just double-jointed Karen fan art. Now, see, I was thinking this was a different cat episode.
No, it's a different cat.
Whose belt buckle is he wearing?
It's not yet.
It's not Russell's?
Are we there? Oh,
no.
It could be.
Oh, yeah, we could be. We absolutely could be. I need to see if that belt buckle...
That could be Russell's belt buckle. Look, Lauren, we love you. We understand that you were dealing with difficulties in this episode.
Yeah, Lauren's performance as Davis here
absolutely
isn't the problem.
He yeah. He's doing it well. It's just what they've asked him to do isn't,
yeah,
you know, a stretch.
Youth is wasted on the young.
Why is she driving? Is that normal?
Well, if he wants an app, sometimes she drives. So those two work... I know we do this all the time. Those two work the same hours. Does that mean the cop shop's closed at 5 p.m.?
I think so, yes. A fish to a foot race.
Whiskey.
I'm a big fan of that word, which I only learned here, obviously. Can you stop? Whiskey, however, is not a fan of the OJ.
Does not care for Ojime.
Good stuff. Casual.
Trekkie. Somebody little
jokes
right
step, here. Did you just step on her line?
I forgot. You know what? Hold on. We've been kind of pooping on this episode the whole time. There are so many funny small
did
things.
Did you say pooping?
I didn't want to say shit.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You think small
crap.
Children listen to this podcast?
Small Canadian children might.
Oh, yes, Mom, please put on the Tales from Dog River podcast about the TV show that ended before I was born. It's
be
my
fantastic.
Very favorite. And yes, can you get me a new, some kind of Ojime?
To hold my earphones to my jacket so I can listen.
Now, I have to say that I had a grandmother who... said she couldn't play board games, and I love board games more than anything, and I would try and force her into them, and she would finally give in, and of course she would beat me every time. But she would always say, oh, I'm just not good at these things. So sort of the opposite of this, but yeah.
Lacey is played by Craig T. Nelson.
Or Craig T. Nelson is played by Gabrielle Miller?
Yeah. God, jeez, Dauber, would you like a chili cheese dog? Too much, too weird, too...
No.
Okay.
By the way, I'm going to read. This is a reality check from Michelle Spanagel's book. Karen is behind the wheel of the police car in this episode, something not seen often. I told you.
You were right.
It's not that she's not a good driver. It's just that the car is huge. In order for the cameras to film her clearly, she has to sit on a big pile of padding to raise her head above the dash.
Oh, that's right. She's actually 5'2" or something. Yeah.
Lauren Cardinal, as a tall man, doesn't have this problem.
Now, Lauren's six foot one or something, if I remember. I'm probably
now. I just see her sitting on telephone books in there,
with like wooden blocks under her feet.
Ooh, I love those cookies.
See, I like the vanilla ones.
I think I prefer the vanilla, but I'd eat the strawberry. I haven't had them in forever.
I don't know. I'd like that pack where they get all three, and that's in the weird tinfoil.
Yeah, that's nice. We should do that. Why is Wes come to Corner Gas to do his grocery shopping? Why wouldn't he go to the closer to him, the co-op?
Well, now the co-op, I think, might just sell fresh farm goods, though.
What?
Yeah, the FUMAR.
Okay, No, that can't be right.
Yeah, it's just a co-op, so it's stuff made in the area.
So if you want Ziploc bags and ketchup, you have to go to Corner Gas?
That's what I'm guessing.
I don't buy that. But that would make sense why Wes is doing
it. I'll tell you the real reason. The real reason is because the scene wouldn't have been as funny without Wes.
Oh, God.
Oh, jeez.
But isn't Died saving his platoon better than joining the circus? Or does he assume maybe he'll come back?
Yeah, I think that's the thing.
And when did the circus come through Dog River? And why didn't we get to see that?
Well, no, he ran away.
Was that part of their life not depicted on screen?
He ran away to join the circus because there was no circus there.
Oh. Yeah.
With
a bang.
Oh.
Love this. Love this. Love that she has filled him with this jackassiness.
Yeah.
Look at her poor. Her cuffs are over her hands. I know you said the thing where they make her.
Well, they couldn't find it.
Couldn't find one small enough.
Yeah. Now, very often they put them in short sleeve shirts, and in those cases, they always fit.
Yeah. The world's most adorable cop.
Yeah. Matter of fact, in the Stan versus Evil.
Yes.
The new John C. McGinley show.
Is he John C. McGinley? I think he's just John McGinley.
Maybe it's just John McGinley. I'm thinking of somebody else.
John C. Reilly.
I'm thinking of John C. Reilly. It's John McGinley, yeah.
Anyway.
Anyways, they have a cop in there that reminds me of her, and I wish they'd just cast her.
Yeah, yeah, no.
Especially since I've seen her and Dana Gould, I've seen Tara Spencer-Nairn and Dana Gould putting out the same political tweets, and Dana Gould created that show. I'm like, see, you guys should have just met earlier.
We should have together. Yes, yes. And look, it's Fitzy! Don't be a stranger, Fitzy. A monster. Oh, God. Okay. She's also not a good loser.
No.
But she's a better loser than she's a winner.
Well, fortunately, somebody else lost that time.
Yes, but she lost. And she knows it. Smelling is a curse. And Greyhound stealing your couch space.
Also, it's a blessing and a curse. Because we get to own a Greyhound.
It's true.
But now he wants your
but
couch.
But we only get a quarter of the couch between us. All right.
So Lacey went home and changed clothes.
Yes, she did. And redid her hair to go to the bar.
Oh, yeah, not a ponytail.
Yeah. Oh. Also not a good winner, Oliver the Greyhound. Everyone has changed.
Except him, but he probably went straight to the bar and started drinking to cope with his loss.
Yes, I would think so. What is Brent drinking?
He always drinks Ryan water.
Ryan water.
Yeah. But Canadian rye is different than what we call rye here. I'm not sure about the differences altogether, but yeah.
How is that a motivation? You notice, though, what she's doing is prepackaged sandwiches. As well as a bad winner and a bad loser, I have to say that sometimes Lacey seems particularly cheap.
And anal.
Well, yeah, but I'm okay with that part.
Yeah. Maybe we could do our backyard to look like the Ruby.
Look at its deck. We could.
Ow.
We could have the kid paint the fences in the backyard to look like the Ruby and corner gas.
There we go.
Yeah. Not obsessive or weird about us at all here in California with our...
You guys. Well, I can see this is an end to their dual career as co-hosts.
Yes. The puppy will no longer be allowed. In fact. Yeah.
Yeah. Well.
Oh. Oh. That's not Kerplunk, is it?
Yeah, I think that is Kerplunk.
Because I have Kerplunk trivia here. As a kid, Brent Butt was the proud owner of the game Kerplunk. Featured in this episode.
That's it then, yeah.
His personal Kerplunk. I did not have Kerplunk. Is that what that is?
Alright, so we finally got Smell of Freedom out of the way.
We're really sorry we've taken so long. There have been some changes. We're really sorry we sort of destroyed this poor episode with barking dogs.
We probably beat this up more than we should have. We've actually had the following episode done for like a month.
Right. We have Robbie, which is really exciting. It's What a Phobia. It's a great episode.
Yep.
We're gonna just go with that one next.
Yep.
And after that, we'll have Lost and Found.
Which is, I think, one of my most favorite episodes.
I think it might be.
Yeah.
We've got a foot bag.
Yep.
And a hacky sack. We've got many things. So, stick with us.
Yeah.
This is not the best we've done.
But we will get better.
Yeah. Moving forward.
Yeah. So, in the meantime, check us out, Corner Gas Online. You can also find us at The View from Dog River on Facebook. For now, I think you have to search the title because I don't know if I've actually given it a full address on Facebook yet.
Again, some changes.
Some changes, yeah.
We're going to go out with some David Bowie here. Yeah.
And I still tweet from at the Geekish Cast because I'm not giving The View from Dog River a separate Twitter account yet. And if people want to find you, Jules, where can they find you at?
They can find me. I am Laura Stina on Twitter. And
realbagelsareboiled.com.
Yeah.
And we'll catch you all next time. Thank you for putting up with us.
Thank you very much.